Welcome back. We're at halftime where the D.C. Everest Evergreens trail the Rhinelander Hodangs, and to be honest with you, a closer game than we would have expected, 21-18. These Evergreens were losers to Spash last night, 78-41. Spash was shooting lights out to complete a perfect Valley Conference season. So the Evergreens were up late, had to be up early to get down here to Milwaukee to play pretty well. Turnovers for both teams were a factor in the first half. In fact, that first quarter, 8-4 was our score at the end of the first 8 minutes. Both teams settled down and played much better in the second quarter. In fact, the Evergreens outscored the Hodags 14-13 in the second frame. Again, D.C. Everest trails by 3 at halftime, and I believe they'll get the ball to start the second half. The halftime is going to be a little bit longer than usual here because we have some of the 6th and 7th grade teams from Rhinelander and from D.C. Everest who are playing a game on this court because we had so many youth basketball players come down. They're trying to get court time for as many teams as possible here. There'll be one more game once this varsity game is over before we clear the arena for the Bucks tonight. While we have a moment during this longer halftime, let's talk about playoff basketball because the Evergreens come in as a 4 seed. In fact, I think that seeding is a little higher than I would have expected for D.C. Everest. Again, this is a team that in midseason was on a 4-game losing streak, then won 2 in a row before having 2 disappointing losses. They lost to Wausau West at home. West is the last place team in the Valley Conference, and they hung a loss on D.C. Everest. Maybe you can make a little bit of an excuse there that it was an unusual game because the girls played the nightcap, the boys played first. Coaches will tell you that shouldn't matter, that you've got to come ready to play whatever time the game is going to start. But the Evergreens boys got off to a slow start in that game against West. They trailed 10-2, and the Evergreens, I mean, one of their handicaps, they're a team that just simply is not well equipped to be able to play basketball from behind. So if you see the Evergreens fall behind early, say in the first quarter, you almost get the feeling right away that that's going to be a long night. And then the Evergreens following up with that blowout loss to Spash, a game that was supposed to be played on Thursday, canceled because of the bad weather, and the trip down to Stevens Point last night that obviously didn't go very well. The Evergreens do get a 4 seed in postseason, and postseason play will start on Friday. We'll have that game here on Fox Sports Radio, and the opponent is Eau Claire North. Eau Claire North is only a 6-win team, so you've got to figure that that's a game that the Evergreens could win. And if the Evergreens do win that game, they play again on Friday. They'd make a trip most likely to Marshfield. Marshfield comes in as the number 2 seed, and that would be the Evergreens' next opponent, assuming that the Tigers take care of their business. So that's how the playoffs match up. In fact, we have one more regular season game left, and that's on Tuesday night, and that's a girls' game. The girls will travel to Eau Claire North, and that'll be their last tune-up before the girls begin their postseason run. In fact, the girls' basketball seedings are coming out this weekend and tomorrow. We'll know where the Evergreens are going to go. The Evergreen girls are likely going to get a home game, and I would imagine they'll be a number 2 seed behind Superior in their bracket. Superior beat the Evergreens girls in that Big River Wisconsin Valley Challenge during the holidays. I'll tell you this. The girls' path in postseason, their draw is going to be much more difficult than the boys because the D.C. Everest girls have the second-place finisher in the Valley. They have Marshfield in that bracket along with Superior. Wausau West is in the bracket, too, and Wausau West, after losing twice to the Evergreen girls, would love nothing more than to hang a loss and to end the Evergreen season in postseason. The Everest girls, in case you weren't with us for our pregame show, were winners in double overtime over Spash last night, 69-67, to claim the Valley Conference title outright. Evergreen girls had already assured themselves a tie for the league title with their win over Wausau West by 3 points, and then they get the title outright. A very nice season, and our congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreen girls. A 2-loss season and 1 loss in Valley Conference play, 11-1 in the league. How about that? We're going to take a break, and then we will review our first half leading scores. Got a couple of players in foul trouble as well. We'll talk about that after a timeout. At halftime, from the BMO Harris Bradley Center in Milwaukee, the Rhinelander Hodags 21, the D.C. Everest Evergreens 18. Back in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley, and in just a moment, the 6th and 7th graders are going to clear the floor as they are playing a halftime game to give some court time to the Evergreens and Hodag's younger players, the up-and-comers. Our leading scorer at halftime for D.C. Everest is Kyle Kurtenbach with 8 points. 3 baskets from the floor, and Kyle is 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Other Evergreen scorers, Riley Peterson has 4 points. Stephen Weir hit a 3 from the baseline. He has 3 points, and Brady Eckert has 2 points for the Evergreens' total of 18. Again, the Evergreens scored only 4 points in the first quarter and then managed to score 14 in the second. Rhinelander with the big height advantage. Mitch Reinhalter has 7 points to lead the Hodags, 3 from the floor and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Kent Matthews has a 3 and a basket from the floor. He's got 5. Trevor Young hit a 3 ball. He's got 3 points. Ryan Dart with 2, one of them a putback, so he's got 4 overall. Colton Volkman also has 2 points for the Hodags. Rhinelander 1 of 3 from the free throw line, and the Evergreens 3 of 6. You know, in the second half, I mean, if Rhinelander gets better at using their height advantage, they're going to wear down the Evergreens and win this game. For the Evergreens to be competitive, I don't know, a few more from the three-point line. I mean, maybe if Stephen Weir heats up, or if Riley Peterson isn't gun-shy and takes some more from behind the three arc and hits them, that could be a key to the game. And as always with the Evergreens, limiting turnovers. So, the Evergreens did turn the ball over. Rhinelander was converting them earlier in the first half, and then not so much. We had a couple of sequences where the teams traded turnovers late in the first half as we were getting closer to halftime. All right, varsity comes back out onto the floor in just a moment, and then we'll get our second half underway. Hodags 21, Evergreens 18 at halftime. Back after this timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Bradley Center in Milwaukee. Very glad that we made this trip. The Milwaukee Bucks, our hosts, have made a really nice environment for the high school kids and the number of youth basketball players who came down here as well. The JVs played before the varsity. They played a combined JV1 and JV2, so both teams had a lot of extra players on their bench. The Evergreens won that JV game 40-36, so congratulations to them. And, you know, if the Evergreens somehow pull out this game in the second half against a Rhinelander team that's had a much better regular season, it sure does give the Evergreens a positive feeling going into postseason play, which begins on Friday. So, I mean, really, a game that we thought of was more of a let's come down here and have some fun. I can see a real positive upside to bringing this game out, because if the Evergreens pull off the win, tell me that that doesn't set them up for, you know, a much better effort, a much more confident effort against Eau Claire North on Friday. And by the way, the Eau Claire North D.C. Everest game will be at the Everest Fieldhouse. That game will be Friday night here on Fox Sports Radio. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. We're also sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. The Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting D.C. Everest, Evergreen Sports. Evergreens will indeed get the ball to start the second half. Let's look at players in foul trouble. The Evergreens have one player with a pair of fouls. That's Kyle Kurtenbach. Single fouls each on Sarakowski, Max Mladic, Chris Cornish, and Jake Giebert. 3 fouls on Kent Matthews, the center, with 5 points for the Rhinelander Hodags. 2 on Colton Volkman. Single fouls each on Mitch Reinhalter, Brandon Reinhalter, Nick Wright, Trevor Young, and Sam Amelia. Evergreens inbounds the ball, and the second half is underway. Riley Peterson, guarded close near the center circle, bounces over to Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski on the switch off there, still has the ball 30 feet away, gets a pick, now goes over to Peterson, thought about the 3, Weir, 3 balls in the air from the baseline, it's short. Evergreens get the rebound, Chris Cornish, and Cornish is turning the ball over, put it on the floor, and it went out of bounds over the end line, turned over to Rhinelander on what looked like a pretty nice offensive rebound. So Rhinelander gets the ball for their first possession of the second half, and they have a 3-point lead. Walking the ball up is Sam Amelia, goes over to Colton Volkman, and down low, spinning Matthews, playing with 3 fouls, drives the lane, and he is fouled. He's going to get himself to the free throw line. Foul is going to be against Chris Cornish. Cornish has picked up his second. They say that's a non-shooting foul? Okay, I thought he was going up for a shot there. They're going to say no, inbound underneath. Rhinelander tries to use their height advantage. It's a bounce pass loose on the floor. Rhinelander comes away with that loose ball. Brandon Reinhalter. Now, that's the second time in this game that I thought Rhinelander out-hustled the Evergreens to the ball. Here's a pull-up from the baseline, and that is good. Nice shot from Colton Volkman. Volkman, I thought, was going to get caught up in the air, and instead he squished it from 10 or 15 feet. This is Rhinelander's biggest lead of the game, 5 points. It's been that tight all the way down. Here's Cornish over to Stephen Weir. Weir thought about the three, and then he was quickly covered. Goes back to Peterson, and now to Sarakowski. Sarakowski bounce pass down low to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach is banged as that ball goes in there. Foul is going to be against Ryan Dart. That is his first, and it will be a non-shooting foul. Evergreens don't want to fall much further behind in what's been a very close nip-and-tuck kind of game. Evergreens a little trouble getting into Stephen Weir. In for a baseline three, and that's no good. Rebound taken by Nick Sarakowski to Kyle Kurtenbach. Sarakowski made the extra pass. And Kyle Kurtenbach does not seem to be intimidated by the big stage at all. He's got 10, and it's 23-20. Rhinelander's got the ball and the lead. Now in the corner looking to drive is Ryan Dart. Dart was blocked from behind. Disrupting that shot was Chris Cornish. Evergreens come back up tempo. Riley Peterson. Rhinelander did a good job getting back on defense. Peterson spins, pulls up in the lane too strong. And Riley Peterson was kind of caught hanging there as well. Rhinelander up tempo, and there's another block. Kyle Kurtenbach just denied a drive there by Colton Volkman. Evergreens come back. Now to Sarakowski underneath, misses the layup. Oh my. 2-on-1, and the Evergreens come up empty, and Rhinelander gets it. Ryan Dart back to the front court. Rhinelander thinking about a three. Here it is. Spot up three from Mitch Reinhalter. Misses. Long rebound comes out to Cornish of DC Everest. Sloppy both ways. Let's see which team settles down here. 5:40 to play third quarter. 23-20 Hodags. And Riley Peterson between the dribble, between the legs, goes back out to Cornish and now over to Stephen Weir. Weir thought about driving and gives it back out. Evergreen's having a hard time getting some penetration here. The Hodags are just a bigger team. Now trying to pass to Sarakowski. Pass knocked away to Weir along the baseline. Weir's pass is knocked loose. Ball is on the floor. Evergreens control it. Nice hustle there from Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach just saved the possession after a bad pass from Weir into a lot of traffic. And now it's into Riley Peterson's hands. Goes back up high to Cornish and over to Weir. Evergreens work down low. Give and go, and there's a block, but a foul as Chris Cornish got the ball back on the give and go. Cornish is going to get himself a pair of free throws here. And let's see who this foul is on. It's going to be on Mitch Reinhalter. I've got that as his second and the team's second. So here comes Chris Cornish to shoot two. Evergreens looking for a little bit of opportunity from the free throw line to cut into this, and Cornish missed his first. One more coming. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting needs during Baseman's blowout sale. Evergreens substitute in. They put Brady Eckert back in. And Cornish eyes the basket for a second free throw. He got that one. So Chris Cornish is one of two. It's a two-point game. 23-21, 5 minutes left, third quarter. So the Evergreens continue to hang around in this game at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee. Pass down low. Knocked away. Stolen. Kyle Kurtenbach disrupted it, and it went into Cornish's hands. So Rhinelander turns the ball over. All right, Evergreens can tie with a two, take the lead with a three. Into Grant Van Grinsven's hand, who checked in during the last stoppage. Van Grinsven looking to bounce for Cornish down low. Last touched by a Rhinelander player, and the Evergreens are going to inbound underneath their own basket. Riley Peterson is going to trigger it in. Usually Sarakowski would do this on the inbounds off the leg of one of the Hodag players, and the Evergreens will inbound it again. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of DC Everest High School Sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Evergreens get it in to Riley Peterson up high. Final regular season game, playoffs ahead for both of these teams next week. Evergreens work around the perimeter. Eukert has it. Bounce pass down low in traffic. Almost turned over. Cornish secured it. Gives to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven blocked as he drove in. And it was clean. Looked like a lot of contact down low. Clean up high. Rhinelander comes back. So the Evergreens cannot score. Extra pass down low. Stolen away. Looking to feed Colton Volkman down low. And the Evergreens took it right back. Now driving to the basket. Eckert layup missed it. Eckert had to change his shot. shot because of the height there, and he left his layup pinned in between the back bracket and the backboard. That's a bad miss for the Evergreens. That could have tied the game. Rhinelander the other way. Offensive foul goes back to D.C. Everest. You know what? Rhinelander has been stuck on 23 for a long time, and they've been turning the ball over. Comes back over to D.C. Everest.
Second on Mitch, third on the team.
They're going to get the foul there on Mitch Reinhalter, his second, and it goes back over to the Evergreens. So again, the Evergreens trying to get over this hump. They can tie the game with a two, and they've had a couple of bad misses when they've been in this situation before. Running the point here is Van Grinsven. Gets a screen, now goes over to Jake Giebert, who came in off the last stoppage. Now down low to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach one-on-one, muscles, fades back, and misses off the back bracket. Eakert gets the rebound and puts it in! We're tied! Eakert picked up that ball and scooped it right towards the basket. Even game, 23-23. Back to even Stevens late in the third quarter. We've got 3 minutes left here, and Sam Omelia's got it for Rhinelander. Omelia traveled, wasn't called, and threw it out of bounds. Like he knew that that back pivot foot was being dragged there. And Rhinelander is going to take a timeout. You know what? Since halftime, the Hodags turnovers have been way up, and that's allowed the Evergreens to get back into this game. Since halftime, the Evergreens have outscored Rhinelander 5-2. This is a full timeout, so we'll take a break as well. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Bradley Center in Milwaukee. I'm Chris Conley. That's our unusual venue this Saturday afternoon for D.C. Everest Evergreens basketball. And the Evergreens, just before this Hodags timeout, tied the game on an offensive rebound and a putback from Brady Eckert, the sophomore who spent the beginning of the season with the JV and has seen a really big increase in his playing time in the second half of the season up with the varsity. He's got 4 points, none more important than that last basket, which brought this game back to a 23-23 tie. You know, Rhinelander, I'm sure, thought that they would have taken care of their business in this game by now. And the outcome of this game, you know, this is going to be a dogfight right down the stretch. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Rhinelander will have the ball out of the timeout. I'm sorry, you know what? The Evergreens have the ball after the timeout. Yeah, the Rhinelander Hodags turned it over when they took this timeout. So the Evergreens are playing for a lead here. Grant Van Grinsven comes into the front court now to Nick Sierakowski. Jake Giebert handles up high. There's the aforementioned Brady Eakert and now Grant Grinsven. So touches for everybody for the Evergreens on this possession. And now thinking about driving it is Sierakowski. Instead goes back up to Van Grinsven. Looks to drive. Now to Sierakowski. Does not pull the trigger on an open three. Van Grinsven in traffic. Extra pass to Kurtenbach. Double teamed along the baseline. Kyle Kurtenbach moves it right back out. Now looks to drive. Kurtenbach spits defenders. And Kurtenbach's going to get called for a travel. Yeah, he took an extra step as he looked to spin in. Thought he was playing for the NBA's Bucks. Two steps and not three, Kyle. He's got a big smile on his face, too. As the Evergreens, again, turn it over with a chance to take the lead. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. 23-23. Kurtenbach comes out, and the Evergreens put in Chris Cornish. Rhinelander's got the ball driving in. Jump step. That's going to be a foul on the floor before he traveled. The foul is going to be against Chris Cornish. And Chris Cornish has just picked up his third. Only two team fouls against the Evergreens. So Kurtenbach has two. Cornish has three personal fouls. Inbound using the height advantage to Mitch Reinhalter, and he scores. Evergreens don't have an answer for Reinhalter's height. That was just lobbed in over him. Reinhalter now has nine points in the game, and Rhinelander has a two-point lead. See if the Evergreens have an answer here. Bounce pass goes down low to Cornish. Cornish does not draw a double team. Gives back out to Sierakowski. Foul line extended. Nick Sierakowski just hit. The senior scores at the Bradley Center to tie us again, 25-25. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Rhinelander's got the ball now back and forth like heavyweight fighters. Here comes a high pass to Kent Matthews. Matthews extra pass down low. Loose on the floor in the corner. Going to have a loose ball foul against the Evergreens. Foul there is going to be against Grant Van Grinsven. Saw that loose ball and tried to lunge for it. Committed a foul. Riley Peterson in. Nick Sierakowski comes out. And Sierakowski, the senior, last regular season game, greeted by all all of his teammates scoring to bring us to our second tie. Inbounds pass there from the baseline, and Rhinelander scores off at Ryan Dart. 27-25, Rhinelander. Rhinelander scored a couple of times off those inbounds plays where they can use their height advantage. That was a bounce pass in, and Dart beat everybody there. Evergreen's now to the corner. Van Grinsven looks to drive in. Van Grinsven is hit as he goes up for his shot, and he's going to get himself to the free throw line. Foul there is on Nick Wright. Wright picks up his second, and now there are four team fouls. And we're going to get a pair of free throws coming up for Grant Van Grinsven, who is thought of as the best free throw shooter on the team. Hope I didn't jinx you, Grant. His first is good. He's now 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Evergreen's basketball is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill. Visit us online at bonejoint.net. Second free throw, got them both. We're tied again, 27-27. And Van Grinsven, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, all of his points coming from the charity stripe. So Rhinelander's had an answer the last two times down the floor. See what they do here. Kent Matthews goes up for a shot, and he is fouled. Chris Cornish thought that he was going to have a block there. That's going to be Cornish's fourth. So Kyle Kurtenbach is going to come back in. And two free throws here for Kent Matthews. Kurtenbach will check in after this free throw. The first free throw is a miss, which keeps us tied 27-27. In fact, I see to complete this day, some of the Milwaukee TV stations are here and are taking some footage right now. I see a couple of TV cameras around. For 18 years, the Bucks now have invited high school teams to come and play on the afternoons before the NBA team takes the floor. And it's a community outreach item here. Second free throw for Matthews is good. Gives us a one-point lead for Rhinelander, 28-27. So see what the Evergreens can do. Down by one, Brady Eckert goes over to Giebert up high and now into Riley Peterson's hands. Bounce pass to Eckert, almost double-team him down low, almost turned it over. He gives it back out to Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach's the senior on the floor here. Frees up for Van Grinsven. His shot is blocked. Kurtenbach fights for the rebound in traffic, and Kurtenbach is fouled. It's going to be a loose ball foul. It's going to be a foul on the floor here, and it is a foul against Mitch Reinhalter, who has just picked up his third. So two of the big men, Kent Matthews and Mitch Reinhalter, each have three fouls. We've got a whistle, and Rhinelander's going to take the big man out. So Sam Omelia comes back in. He's much shorter, and Mitch Reinhalter will sit. See if the Evergreens can take advantage of now a smaller look for the Hodags. Riley Peterson inbounds, hanging in the air is Van Grinsven on the inbounds pass, and he scores! Evergreens have the lead. Under a minute to play. It's 29-28, third quarter. Rhinelander's got the ball, trailing 29-28. Now moving up here is Kent Matthews. Matthews swings cross-court, was going to set up a three, but didn't pull the trigger. Colton Volkman. Volkman didn't field that pass cleanly. Now into the paint, spinning and scoring is Kent Matthews. That's Matthews' height over Kurtenbach. 35 seconds left, and now it's the Hodags by one, 30-29. Evergreens want to hold for one here. Nope, they're running their offense. Under 30 seconds. Riley Peterson looked to drive, almost turned it over. Goes back to Eckert. Now to Kurtenbach. Foul line extended. Kurtenbach cut off along the baseline. He goes back out. 18 seconds left. Here's Van Grinsven. Evergreens can take the lead with a make of any kind here. They pull it back out. 10 seconds left. It's in Van Grinsven's hands. 8 seconds. Clock still moving. To Eckert in the corner. Looks to go. Van Grinsven back at a give and go. Got his man in the air, and he's fouled with 2 seconds left. Van Grinsven will get himself back to the free throw line. Foul there is going to be on Sam Omelia. And that is now 16 fouls against the Hodags. So the Evergreens will have a chance to make hay at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Van Grinsven gets a pair. One could tie it. Two could take the lead. And the first is good. Grant Van Grinsven knots us at 30 apiece. All right, on a make or a miss, we have only 2 seconds left. And the Evergreens are going to put in Jacob Stroik. Jake Giebert will come out. Stroik's a bigger shouldered kid, a bigger body there in case the Evergreens have to fight for a loose ball rebound here. All right, this is for the lead as we are tied at 30-30. Van Grinsven's free throw missed it. Rhinelander gets the rebound. And that's where the half comes to an end. So the fourth quarter is going to be mighty interesting. The Evergreens and Hodags are tied at 30 apiece. And we'll be back with the final quarter after this break on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley, and we welcome you back to the BMO Harris Bank Bradley Center, where the Evergreens have outscored the Hodags 14-9 in the third quarter. And this game is tied 30-30 as we get the fourth quarter underway. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Upcoming Evergreens broadcast will have the girls basketball game on Tuesday night. That's their final regular season game. Of course, the girls will know where they fit into the playoff brackets at the end of this weekend. Then they'll play Eau Claire North on the road. We'll have that game Tuesday night. And then off to boys basketball on Friday. So the Evergreens have a home game in the first round against Eau Claire North. And that game will also be heard on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Here the Evergreens, led by 10 points from Kyle Kurtenbach, have tied the Rhinelander Hodags 30-30. Brad Van Grinsven had 5 points in the third quarter and 6 overall. And the Evergreens have only 1 3 in this game from Stephen Weir.
Well, you look at a game like this.
The Hodags also have only 1 3. It belonged to Trevor Young back in the first half. Rhinelander gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. They'll start with the inbounds at half court, which means on a game reset, the Evergreens would get the next tied up ball. And team fouls are 6 against Rhinelander and 4 against the Evergreens. So the Evergreens will be shooting a 1-1 the next time they are fouled. Rhinelander with the ball to Mitch Reinhalter. Along the baseline, driving there is Ryan Dart. Dart just threw it out of bounds. He was cut off along the baseline, looking for a man in the corner to Sam Omelia. And you know what? They're going to change it back. They're going to say it went off one of the Evergreens. So the outside official had a better view of that, said, nope, that was off one of the defenders. So Rhinelander keeps possession. Sam Omelia inbounds to Colton Volkman. Up high to Mitch Reinhalter. Reinhalter goes back to Omelia, cut off there by Stephen Weir. Now high post to Kent Matthews. Matthews at the foul line extended. Puts the ball on the floor, now spins. That's a bad miss. Too strong. Kyle Kurtenbach, rebound, Evergreens. 7.5 minutes to play, 30-30. The Evergreens have hung around, and they've been dog-tough in this game. Rhinelander's got to wonder what's going on. The Rhinelander Hodags 12-0 in the Great Northern Valley Conference champions. Nick Sierakowski drives. They're going to call for an offensive foul. Nick Sierakowski was taking that to the ball, to the basket, like a bull in a china shop. Nick Sierakowski was not going to be stopped, and he plowed into one of the Hodags. That's going to be Sierakowski's second and the fifth on the team. So a Hodag miss with the game tied, an Evergreens turnover with the game tied, and we're still knotted at 30-30, and the Hodags get the ball. And the Hodags walk it up. Into the front court is Sam Omelia. Omelia goes over to Reinhalter, and now a pass down low to Ryan Dart. Dart pass was disrupted, a miss, but an offensive rebound and a putback from Kent Matthews. Puts the Hodags up by 2. Boy, you know, if a team here could get up by 2 or 3 possessions, just with the way this game has been played so tightly, that would be a huge advantage. Evergreens trail by 2, but they have the ball. Now to Stephen Weir at the foul line, goes back out. Goes over to Jacob Stroik. Off a pick, Van Grinsven wanted to drive in, now goes to the corner, was trying to set up Weir, but he didn't have his feet set off a bad pass. Now to Kurtenbach. Here's a 3-ball from the outside. It's a miss from Jacob Stroik, and we've got a whistle underneath. It's going to be a loose ball foul. If this is against the Hodags, the Evergreens will be shooting free throws, and it is. It's going to be against Mitch Reinhalter, and he's just picked up his 4th. Wow, that's a big, big sequence here. So Reinhalter, who has 9 points, just picked up his 4th foul, and there's 6.5 minutes left in the game. And the foul was against the foul's on Kyle Kurtenbach. And Kurtenbach's not a particularly good free throw shooter, and this is a big 1-1. He's 2 of 4 from the free throw line here. See if he gets the front end. He gets it, rolled it in too. Hit the front rim, hit the back rim, and it went down. One more here would bring this game back to a tie. And the BMO Harris Bradley Center gets very quiet as Kurtenbach makes his 2nd tied again. 32-32 with 6.5 minutes to play. Sam Omelia is into the front court. He is guarded there by Stephen Weir. Goes into the corner now to Kent Matthews. You know, Rhinelander, you would think, would bang this more inside. Here's a pass down low the baseline. Turned over to the Evergreens. Rhinelander was indeed trying to set up inside, and that was a bad pass along the baseline. Turned back back over to the Evergreens, tied 32-32, and now it's the Evergreens who have to take advantage of a turnover. You know, for once, the Evergreens are facing an opponent that's turned the ball over as much or as more as they are. The Evergreens have to take advantage of that. Now, Kyle Kurtenbach up high, goes over to Van Grinsven, sets up Stephen Weir straight on three with his feet set, and he missed it. That was a good open look. Kurtenbach fights for the rebound, but cannot save it to one of his teammates. Save to Kent Matthews. Matthews with a long pass, went out of bounds, goes off the backboard, was trying to set one of his teammates up. Evergreens tie game right back into the front court. Up tempo, Weir drives in, he's fouled. Stephen Weir aggressively to the basket. Now, he was out of control. I don't think he had any chance of making that layup because he was coming in like a house of fire. And the foul there is going to be on Ryan Dart. Two free throws are coming up here for Stephen Weir. So Weir missed the straight on three, then missed the layup and gets himself to the free throw line, and he misses the first. So our game stays tied at 32-32 with 5:46 to play. And Stephen Weir gets one more. You know what? This would be a great season ender for the Evergreens, considering how the team has struggled at some stretches. You can beat a team like Rhinelander and then go into the playoffs. Oh my. Stephen Weir hits the second. The Evergreens have 3 points from the free throw line. That's all the scoring they have in the fourth quarter, and they lead 33-32. I got the feeling Rhinelander's feeling some pressure here. Inbound, down low. Up for a shot is Kent Matthews, and he's fouled. Looked like that was going to be blocked up high, but Jake Giebert hit him down low with the body. So we're going to have two free throws coming up here for Kent Matthews. Matthews has the only points for the Hodags in the fourth quarter. He's got a pair of free throws, and his first is a miss. Matthews is just one of four from the free throw line. Make a note of that. If you have to put a Hodag on the line later in the game, say if you're in a fouling situation, I'd probably pick Kent Matthews, the 6'5 junior. Second free throw, he got that one. That ties the game again. Evergreens 33, Hodags 33. Trips wild here with 5.5 minutes left in the game. Van Grinsven up to the front court for the Evergreens. Hodags man-to-man defense to Kyle Kurtenbach up high. Kurtenbach's had a good game. He's got a force on the boards, too, and he's scored as well. It's up high to Jake Giebert. Giebert hands over to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven looks to drive. Nope. Finds Giebert in the corner, who's bodied up there. Now to Kurtenbach. Foul line extended. Just rimmed out. Kurtenbach had a pretty good look there. Offensive rebound and a miss on the putback from Eakert. Evergreens look to double team. Ball's out of bounds. To D.C. Everett. They double teamed on the miss, and the Rhinelander, Hodag, who came down with the ball, Devron Omlich, had it go off his leg out of bounds. So it's a tie game, and the Evergreens get the ball back. Kyle Kurtenbach right away didn't clear the boards because he figured that he was going to have that double-team opportunity. And the Evergreens get the ball back, and Nick Sarakowski is going to inbound. Rhinelander bench obviously wanted a foul in that situation that was not called. Into Sarakowski, give and go to Giebert, pulls up from the free throw line. Giebert is hit from behind and fouled. Sophomore Jake Giebert in this tie game is going to get himself to the free throw line. Nick Wright has just picked up his third. You know, the fouls are really piling up for the Hodags. And let's see what Jake Giebert, who has not scored so far in the game, can do here. I'm going to say he was in the act of shooting, so these are two free throws, and Giebert hits the first. Sophomore hit that one at this big NBA arena like he was practicing in the junior high school gym. The Evergreens lead by one with just one tick under 5 minutes left in the ballgame. 4:59 to play. This is going to be a fabulous game down the stretch. Giebert second, got them both. Jake Giebert, 35-33, Evergreens. And here comes Rhinelander with Sam Omelia to the front court, now into the hands of Mitch Reinhalter. Reinhalter's on the floor with four personal fouls. They've decided that they need him. Devron Omlich goes back now to Nick Wright. Double-teamed is Mitch Reinhalter. Reinhalter called for a foul. They say this is on the floor on a miss. Foul here is going to be against the Evergreens. And the foul's on Kyle Kurtenbach, who has just picked up his... Well, you know, the official score has that as Kurtenbach's second. I've got it as Kurtenbach's third. 17 fouls against D.C. Everest, so Mitch Reinhalter is going to go for a 1-1. Evergreens, by the way, just 10 team fouls against Rhinelander, will shoot nothing but two free throws here. First free throw for Mitch Reinhalter. He makes the front end of the 1-1. He needs one more to get this game knotted up again. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment minor referral needed at the New Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. As you've probably heard from the Hodag fans behind me, the second free throw is good. 35-35, a tie game. Brady Eckert looking down low for Kurtenbach, goes out of bounds, off of Kurtenbach's hands on a high pass, and it's turned over. It's unfortunate because the Evergreens have done a good job controlling their turnovers here. So we've gone back and forth for a couple of times with the Evergreens leading by two and then going back to a tie game, Evergreens leading by two. Rhinelander off that turnover will have a chance to take the lead here, 35-35. So see if they can capitalize on what has been a rare Evergreen turnover in the second half. Sam Omelia's got the ball now down low, pushing off, no call, Reinhalter. And now going back out to the corner, Mitch Reinhalter. Cut off along the baseline, muscles his way in, he misses. Hard foul to the floor, and Reinhalter is hurt. Reinhalter went head first to the floor on the miss, and we've got a foul here. Foul is going to be, I believe, against the Evergreens. And no, wait a minute, and they're going to call the foul here on who? I believe this foul is on Reinhalter, and he's on the floor. And we're going to have a stoppage here. Reinhalter is hurt. And the Evergreens are going to come back to the other end to shoot a double bonus here. No, I'm sorry, the foul here, check that. The foul is on the Evergreens. The foul is on Chris Cornish. Reinhalter has gotten back to his feet. Cornish has five fouls, so his day is done. And I believe the Hodags are going to get a substitute free throw shooter here because Reinhalter is hurt. Jake Giebert comes back in. So yeah, the foul is on Chris Cornish. If it was on Reinhalter, that would have been his fourth. And taking the free throws will be Colton Volkman. They're going to give Volkman two here. Game is tied 35-35, 4:09 to play. And Volkman will shoot the free throws for Reinhalter, who hit his head as he came down hard on the floor. And Volkman misses it. That was the front end of the 1-1, and the Evergreens get the rebound. Jake Giebert came up with that rebound for DC Everest, and Nick Sierakowski's got the ball. Sierakowski into the front court. Here's Grant Van Grinsven handling the ball now. And let's see if the Evergreens can take the lead here, trailing by 1 point. Nick Sierakowski is up high. Sierakowski into the corner. Kurtenbach did not hoist the three, even though he was open for it there off the screen. Gives it back to Sierakowski. Give and go to Brady Eckert, and Eckert is fouled as he was driving to the basket. It's going to be a double bonus. The foul is going to be against Brandon Reinhalter, who just saw his senior brother injured. So the sophomore Reinhalter is called for the foul. And Brady Eckert, who's got 4 points, is going to be shooting a double bonus here. With our game tied 35-35. Let's see what he gets here from the free throw line. His first is good. Evergreens up by one. See if they can make it two here. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Supporting DC Everest Sports, he got them both. Brady Eckert has 6 points. Evergreens have a two-point lead. And Rhinelander is going to take a timeout here as they go into the front court. 3:34 left in the game. DC Everest 37, Rhinelander 35. We'll be back after this one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Bradley Center. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens in the fourth quarter do not have a point from the floor. All of the Evergreens' points have come from the free throw line, but they are 7 of 8 from the charity stripe and lead the Hodags 37-35. Rhinelander, for what it's worth, one of the things that's been going wrong for Rhinelander, Rhinelander normally thought of as a good free throw shooting team, not so good from the foul line here. They are 3 of 5. They missed the front end of a 1-1 here in the first quarter. Here in the fourth quarter, and the Evergreens, you know, they've got a gambler's chance of pulling this game out. And I would imagine, you know, with the struggles that the Evergreens have had, that bad loss to last place Wausau West, that blowout loss last night to first place Spash, I would bet we would see a big release of emotion from the Evergreens if they win this game. This would be a really nice win. In fact, this might be the Evergreens' best win of the season if they pull this out. It's the Evergreens, you know, the story of their season, they've beaten the bad teams and have lost to the good teams. Rhinelander's got the ball after the timeout. Three-pointer from the baseline, and it's good.
good from Mitch Reinhalter. Reinhalter checked in after hitting his head. He hit the three from the baseline. Rhinelander off the three is up 38-37. That's a big swing there for Rhinelander, trailing by two, and they hit the three from the baseline. Nick Sierakowski now with the Evergreen, see if they have an answer. Brady Eckert. Eckert looks to drive in. He's in traffic. Gives over to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach goes back to Van Grinsven. 3 minutes left in the game. 38-37. Hodags driving is Van Grinsven, and he's fouled. Van Grinsven looked like he was going to have the ball stripped, and he was a little out of control. And Van Grinsven gets his way back to the free throw line. He's going to shoot a pair. And the foul there is on Colton Volkman, who's just picked up his third. Two big free throws here for Van Grinsven. They're all going to be big free throws as we go down the stretch. Van Grinsven hits the first. That one ties the game, and this one's for the lead. It's 38 all. Junior Grant Van Grinsven, the best DC Everest defensive player. On man-to-man defense, he draws the best player, and he rolls the second free throw in. Evergreens 39, Hodags 38, under 3 minutes to play. Sam O'Melia now over to Colton Volkman. Here's a long two from Ryan Stadler, and he hits. He's playing better after he fell to the floor and hit his head. Go figure that out. 40-39. That was from the foul line extended. You thought he would drive, and then he pulled up and hit. Evergreens now Van Grinsven along the baseline, driving in, whistle, and a turnover. Van Grinsven stepped out of bounds along the baseline as he was starting that move to the basket. Didn't realize it didn't have as much room to operate as he thought. So the Evergreens, trailing by one, have just turned the ball over. Riley Peterson comes in. Nick Sierakowski comes out. Evergreens really need a stop here. Again, you know, the turning point in the game at this point would be whether one of these teams can go up by two possessions. It's a one-point game now, and here's a long three from Reinhalter. Again, he missed it. One of his teammates, though, gets the rebound. That was an air ball from three. But one of his teammates, Kent Matthews, got the offensive rebound, and Jake Giebert has just committed his third foul. Double bonus here for Ryan Dart. These are Dart's first free throws of the game. His team is up by one, and his first is a miss. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. They're proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. And sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area, a miss. Evergreens get the rebound, and there's a foul on Rhinelander. We're going to walk all the way down to the other end, and we'll shoot the double bonus there. And Colton Volkman has just committed his fourth. You know what? Down the stretch, there's a great danger that Rhinelander's going to have players foul out. Jake Giebert's going to shoot the pair, and he's made two earlier. We are sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. That's a miss. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Jake Giebert will get one more. This is the important one because it would bring us back to a tie. And Giebert, much more composed there. He really set himself, and he makes that one. Hit the front rim and got the shooter's roll. 2:16 to play in the game. It's 40-40, and Rhinelander's got the ball. They go down low to Matthews. Spins, blocked. We're going to have a foul there on Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach committed the block, and that's going to be Kurtenbach's fourth. And two free throws coming up here. So this is kind of a war of attrition right now. Kent Matthews, who's not been all that good from the free throw line, hits the first and gives his team a one-point lead. See if he can hit the second. Matthews from the free throw line is 3 of 6. They'll make it 4 of 7. The junior who struggled from the free throw line just got them both. It's 42-40, Hodags with 2:09 to play. All right, Evergreens have to remember ball security here. And for the first time, Rhinelander's picking up full court pressure. Just token pressure as the Evergreens have it. Peterson inbound to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven extra pass along the baseline. Eckert is blocked. He was looking for a call and it didn't come. Blocked by Mitch Reinhalter. Reinhalter's been a house of fire in the fourth quarter. Here's a long two for Rhinelander. A miss. Rebound comes back out. And Rhinelander's going to get another set. Kent Matthews, a miss there. Evergreens get the rebound. Kyle Kurtenbach clears the boards. Kurtenbach got that rebound. He's playing with four fouls. 42-40, Hodags. Evergreens have the ball. We're going to go under a minute and a half in this game now. And now Stephen Weir. Does Weir have the ice water in his veins to hoist a three here? No. Works around. rebound. Now down low to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach double team spins. Too strong. Giebert fights for the rebound. He's fouled. Jake Giebert is going to get himself to the free throw line. And the foul here is on Kent Matthews, who picks up his fourth foul. And more big free throws for Jake Giebert. You know, the Evergreens still do not have a basket from the floor in the fourth quarter. All of the Evergreens' points coming from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And they trail by two. First free throw is a make for Jake Giebert. And left one more to tie this game. Evergreens are going to put Jacob Strike back in. Chris Cornish has fouled out of the ball game. But Rhinelander's got a couple of players playing with four fouls. Matthews, Volkman, and Reinhalter all have four. And Reinhalter's been red hot. It's a miss. So Giebert's miss leaves the Evergreens short by 1 point. 42-41, and the Hodags have the ball. Evergreens look to double-team in the corner. Goes back out to Sam Omelia, and now goes back out to Mitch Reinhalter. 1:13 to play, and the clock is moving. Rhinelander with a very big possession here, looking to drive in as Ryan Dart. Dart spins, and he scores. That puts Rhinelander up by three. This is the biggest lead the Hodags have had for a long time. 1 minute to play. Evergreens leading, trailing rather, 41-40, and D.C. Everest wants a timeout. So do the Evergreens extend the game, play for the 2 points, and then try and see what happens? I think that's the play here. You're not going to hold for a three to try and tie here. It's 44-41, Hodags, with 57 seconds left in the game. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the exciting finish on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Bradley Center in Milwaukee, where the Evergreens will have the ball after a timeout, trailing by three and only 57 seconds left in the game. The Evergreens are 11 of 13 from the free throw line in this in the fourth quarter. 11 of 13. And that's the only 11 points that they have in the fourth quarter. No points from the floor. In fact, earlier in the second half, the Evergreens have only three baskets since halftime. Everything else coming from the charity stripe. And the fouls have really piled up on the Hodags. And to the point where if this game somehow gets into overtime, the Evergreens would have an advantage. Because the Hodags on, you know, future fouls are going to start losing players. Evergreens will inbound in front of their own bench with Riley Peterson ready to put it in. Should there be a tie-up, the Evergreens will get the ball back. Van Grinsven's got the ball. Clock's moving. 50 seconds left in the game to Kyle Kurtenbach. Over to Riley Peterson. To Van Grinsven again. Freeing up to Stephen Weir. Nope, he's not open there. Weir could shoot one of those threes. They swing him up weak side. Three ball in the air to tie. He missed it. Rebound for the Evergreens. Nick Sierakowski. So the Evergreens will get another crack. 37 seconds left. Now to Kurtenbach down low. Kurtenbach back to Weir again. Thought about the three. He traveled. Stephen Weir was getting the ball for what could have been a three. Instead, he drove along the baseline, and he traveled. So as it's been so many times for the Evergreens, inopportune turnovers can really bite them, and that's what's happened here. 31 seconds left in the game. Rhinelander's got the ball back, and the Hodags have a three-point lead. And we've got a whistle, and we're going to have a foul before the ball was inbounded. So what's the foul here? Foul is on Brady Eakert. And we're going to have a double bonus here. Sam Omelia is going to shoot for the Hodags down at the other end. So these are the baskets that would, these are the free throws that could make it a two-possession game and could make this a deep hole for the Evergreens. He missed the first. So it's still a one-possession game, 44-41. And the Evergreens are putting Giebert in for rebounding. And Kyle Kurtenbach, who's playing with four fouls, comes out. So Kurtenbach will be on the bench here. So the rebounders down low are Stroik and Giebert. Here's the second free throw. He missed that one. When the Evergreens get the rebound, they still have life in a three-point game. Here's Grant Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven, 25 seconds left. Evergreens need a three here to Sierakowski, who drives in. Sierakowski blocked, but he's fouled. And Sierakowski is going to get to the free throw line with the clock stopped. And the Evergreens facing a three-point deficit. And 24-year-old Mitch Rein, Mitch Reinhalter. He is not 24 years old. Mitch Reinhold was just fouled out of the game. Reinhalter has 7 points in the fourth quarter, and he will watch the rest of the way. And Nick Sierakowski goes to the free throw line for two very big free throws. The Evergreens trailing by three, and 18 ticks on the big game clock left in this regular season. Senior Nick Sierakowski misses the first. Back rimmed it. Evergreens basketball sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Here's Sierakowski's second free throw. Made that one, so it's a two-point game. Nick Sierakowski, one of two. Evergreen's going to have to foul here. Into the corner, almost stolen, and we've got a foul there in the corner. It's going to be against Grant Van Grinsven. And we'll walk down to the other end where Rhinelander is going to shoot a pair of free throws. Grant Van Grinsven commits his second foul. And the free throws are going to go to Nick Wright. Wright has no points in the game, so it's hard to say what kind of free throw shooter he is and how he might do against this unusual backdrop at the BMO Harris-Bradley Center. He makes the first. So that makes it back to 3-point lead. This is the big one again, which could make it a two-possession game. It's 45-42 Hodags, but a make would put them up by four with 16 seconds left, and he does make it. All right, gut check time for the Evergreens. Going to have to hurry. Here comes Van Grinsven into the front court. 14 seconds, clock's moving. Van Grinsven pull up three, and he misses it. Long rebound to Kurtenbach, loose on the floor. Got a whistle and a foul. And who's it on? I believe it's on Kyle Kurtenbach, and that's going to do it for him. And you know what? That's going to do it for the Evergreens. They're not going to win this game. They put up a good effort. They're going to come up short. I've got that as Kurtenbach's fifth foul, but the official scorekeeper has it as Kurtenbach's fourth. But Sam O'Melia is going to shoot a pair. And with only 8 seconds left, the Hodags are up by four, and now they're up by five as Sam O'Melia has made the first of two free throws. So the Rhinelander Hodags have a five-point lead with 8 seconds left, and the Evergreens are going to come out of here with a smarting loss. O'Melia hit his second, so it's a six-point margin and 8 seconds left. Into Grant Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven into the front court. Clock's running 4 seconds, 3 seconds to Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski will throw up a three. It is short, and that's the ball game. Congratulations to the Rhinelander Hodags. They got a tough game from the Evergreens tonight, but the Evergreens come up short 48-42. Back with a final recap from the Bradley Center in just a moment. You're listening to DC Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Bradley Center in Milwaukee, where our final score, Rhinelander defeats DC Everest 48-42. The Evergreens had built one-point leads midway through the fourth quarter. Rhinelander just wore them down late in the game, thanks to the play from Mitch Reinhalter, the senior center. He's 6'5". You know, midway through the fourth quarter, he hit the floor very hard, hit his head while going up for a rebound, came out for a couple of minutes, and then came back and promptly hit a three and then a two. He finishes with 16 points, an exceptional effort for Mitch Reinhalter, who led his Rhinelander Hodags to victory, 16 points. Kent Matthews had 13, and 8 points for Ryan Dart, 4 for Colton Volkman, 3 for Trevor Young, 2 for Sam O'Melia, and for Nick Wright. The DC Everest Evergreens were led by senior Kyle Kurtenbach with 12 points, 8 for Grant Van Grinsven, 6 for Brady Eckert, 4 points each for Stephen Weir, Riley Peterson, and Jake Giebert, 3 points for Nick Sierakowski, and 1 point for Chris Cornish. Again, the Evergreens put up a tough fight, didn't quite have it down the stretch against a taller and, to be honest with you, a better Rhinelander team that the Evergreens hung around with against for a long time in this game. Well, the loss concludes the Evergreens' season with a record of 8-14 overall. Rhinelander, undefeated and conference champions in the Great Northern with the win, improved to 17-5 as postseason play awaits both of these teams. Our next Evergreens boys game, first round of the state playoffs, will be at the DC Everest Fieldhouse on Friday as the Evergreens take on Eau Claire North. North. And our next Evergreens broadcast will be a girls' game coming up on Tuesday night at Eau Claire North. Last regular season game for the Valley Conference champion D.C. Everest girls basketball team. That's going to do it. It's been a lot of fun, and thanks to the Milwaukee Bucks for being great hosts here. 18 years in a row that they've had high school basketball here at the Bradley Center, and we are glad to be a part of it. Our final score, a disappointing late fourth quarter for the Evergreens. They fall to the Rhinelander Hodags 48-42. From Milwaukee, I'm Chris Conley on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good afternoon, everybody.